Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you doing today? Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 Eastern, and you can tune in live by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you miss this powerful broadcast live, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. on my website, feeldfire.com, or by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams, or by following the broadcast itself. And those links are available on the Morning Motivation page at feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, Phil, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. Well, our topic for today is, what do you do when death smiles at you? What do you do when death smiles at you? And our scripture comes from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 55 through 57. And for those working our last 100 days, remove all clutter challenge with us, we are on day 66 of your journal. Well, I'm going to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 55 through 57, and I'm reading from the KJV. O death, where is thy sting? Hallelujah. O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us through our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it with me wherever you are. What do you do when death smiles at you? Now make it personal. Say, what do I do when death smiles at me? Quite a few years ago, there was a movie that came out, and I loved it. I've watched it I don't know how many times since then, entitled Gladiator. And it starred Russell Crowe. And in that movie, he was serving Caesar. So it's like a Roman Empire type of movie. And at a certain point, Caesar announced to his son that instead of transferring the power of the kingdom over to him, he was going to transfer it over to Russell Crowe, who was a general in the army. And in the movie, Russell Crowe was named Maximus. That was his character. So the son became so upset about this, the public embarrassment, because he's the only son, of the fact that his father would transfer the kingdom over to Maximus instead of him, that he killed his father. And on the night he killed him, Maximus had just been talking with the father. It was the same night that the father had announced to Maximus his decision to transfer the kingdom. Subsequently, he called the son in privately and announced it to him. And so, as he was hugging the son basically suffocated him. The son then announced to everyone that his father had died under the false pretense of natural causes. But of course, Maximus knew this was not true. So the son asked Maximus for his allegiance to him, but Maximus refused because he said the emperor has been murdered. In retaliation for Maximus' refusal, the son sent other soldiers out and had Maximus' wife raped, beaten, killed and hanged, as well as his only son. And then he sent the soldiers out to kill Maximus, to take Maximus out to be beheaded or executed. Stay with me, because this is so powerful today. You don't want to miss a minute of this. So Maximus, being the classical general that he is, goes willingly with the soldiers, bows down on his knees and, you know, bends his head down or bows his head down so that they can make a clean cut. And that's what he says to the soldiers, make a clean cut. And then he looks to his right-hand man and says to him, Lucius, take care of my wife and child. When he says that, Lucius says to him, your wife and son will meet you in the afterlife. In other words, we've already killed them. After that, Maximus jumps up and he breaks away. And I don't have time to go through the whole movie, but I need you to stay with me so you'll understand where I'm about to take you in this analogy. But he lived basically through years of slavery, etc., only to be brought back full circle as a slave, wherein he's using a new name, to the Colosseum in Rome. And guess who's in power? That same son. Maximus rises to fame because he's winning every battle in the Colosseum. But again, the son doesn't know it's Maximus because his fighting name is the Spaniard. So at some point, he learns it's Maximus. And the son takes it upon himself that he's now going to fight Maximus in the Colosseum, despite not having the same skill level as Maximus, before all of the people so that they could see how great he is. And he stands before Maximus before this fight to elicit a response from Maximus that will cause Maximus to be defeated, to be killed, not only as his wife and his son had been, but so that all the soldiers can kill him. So he comes out with all the soldiers, finds out who Maximus is. They're all in the Colosseum. And this is what he says to him to try to elicit basically an attack so that the soldiers can kill Maximus for attacking the emperor. He says, did your wife smile? You know, she squealed like a pig when they raped her and ravished her again and again. And your son cried like a girl when they beat him and nailed him to the cross. And then he said, and what do you do when death is smiling at you, Maximus, oh great Maximus? And Maximus replied, all I can do when death smiles at me is smile back. Woo! Now that takes us to where we are today. The reason Maximus could say, all I can do when death smiles at me is smile back, is because what he meant is, because I understand that you are my opponent and I have no fear of you. You've already done what you could do to me. The worst that you could do to me. You've taken my wife. You've taken my son. You've already attacked me, enemy. So all I can do now when you come and when you smile at me, thinking presumptuously that you have the victory over me, all I can do is smile back at you because now I have nothing else to lose. I'm not afraid anymore. And the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 55. Isn't this powerful? I know it's doing something to you right now through 57 that I read to you. That's why the word said to death, where's your sting now? Where's your victory grave? You've done all that you could do. You've taken all that you could take. But now through Jesus Christ, I no longer have to fear you because the victory has already been granted unto me. Bring your best shot now because I have nothing to lose. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I have to speed it up because of time's sake. In other words, death, enemy, Satan, opponent, whomever you are, you've already maybe taken my children, or maybe you've already attacked my health. Maybe I'm divorced. You've already taken my marriage. You've already come in and caused me to be terminated from the job. Where is your sting? Where is your victory? All I can do now is just smile at you. You've already put me in the court system. You've already incarcerated my child. You've already put me through bankruptcy. Oh, praise the Lord. In other words, I'm speaking as you right now. You've already given it your best shot. I'm not afraid anymore. I have no reason to fear anymore because I already know, hallelujah, that in the book of Romans 8:37, the Bible tells me that I am more than a conqueror. So all I can do, enemy, is when you smile at me, I can smile back now. I have no more reason to fear. Psalm 27:1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? In the book of 1 John 4:18, the Bible tells us there is no fear in love. What kind of love? Knowing that we're loved by Jesus Christ. But that perfect love drives out all fear. What do you do when death smiles at you? What do you do when your opponent laughs at you? What do you do when your enemy feels like they've put you in between a rock and a hard place? You stop hunkering down. You stop being afraid. You stop cowering. And you just say, all I can do is smile back. I got nothing left to lose anymore. I'm going to come out and fight for what is mine. Our time is almost running. We got to go into prayer. And then I have to give you our task for today, and we'll end with our song of today. But I want to tell you something very quickly that happened to me yesterday. You know I'm an attorney, so I'm fighting this appellate case for a client. And on yesterday, we got an order from the judge. And when I saw it, tears just rolled down my eyes, tears of joy. Because, you see, I was fighting for my client against an attorney who was board certified in appellate law. And for those of you who don't know what that means, there are over 90,000 attorneys in the state of Florida. Of the whole 90,000, less than 1% are board certified in any area of law. And to be board certified, you have to have been an attorney for a certain number of years, then practicing in that specific area for a certain number of years. Then you have to go sit for the board, which is like sitting for a bar exam just on that subject alone. It's like sitting for the bar again. So less than 1% of 90,000 attorneys in all of the available practice areas. So this attorney is board certified in appellate law. I am not. And I haven't even been practicing appellate law long enough to sit for the board certification. Not only that, this attorney is the chief appellate attorney for the state. So that attorney is over all of the other appellate attorneys. And we've been going back and forth with this thing in the appellate court. And then a few days ago, that attorney brought in another attorney to help fight this case against me, just me. And that attorney is the senior, one of the senior attorneys. So here I filed in my paperwork, and it was 25 pages of what I was trying to accomplish for my client. They filed in over 500 pages. I am not joking. Over 500 pages. Well, I was on the phone with that attorney about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And the attorney was basically telling me why they were going to prevail. The attorney called me and was telling me why they were going to prevail over me and quite a few other insulting things. And when I answered the attorney laughed at me. Literally laughed at me on the phone at my answer to why I felt she would not prevail. She literally started laughing on the phone. What do you do when death or your opponent smiles at you? Well, at that point, I didn't laugh back. Quite frankly, I was offended. But I didn't say anything back. I just said, okay, do what you have to do. Thank you for calling. And in my spirit, I went back to the day when I first took a case against the state about four years ago, it was a different attorney, but it was on their lower division. And that attorney called me and said to me, Miss Williams, you might as well tell your client, just stay with me. I know our time has run, but I'm trying to show you what you do with your enemy. You might as well tell your client to surrender their license. I was representing a facility now. Because I have a slam dunk case against you. Those were her words. Do you want them to surrender it now, or do you want to go ahead and fight me? And that attorney laughed at me. And I was a new attorney then. For 20 years, you know, I've been a registered nurse, and my brother was incarcerated. And that's what led me to go to law school to become an attorney, for those of you who don't know my backdrop and why I became an attorney. And so she laughed at me because she'd been an attorney for decades. And it, you know, she knew I was a new attorney because they look you up. And she laughed. And I said, well, no, I don't want my client to surrender the license. I'll meet you at whatever was scheduled. To make a long story short, by the time I finished with them in depositions, they came back to me and said, Ms. Williams, we drop our revocation. The client, who was also a nurse, remained licensed with no restrictions. They didn't file anything against the nursing license, and they didn't do anything against that facility in regard to dropping their license. Two people had died that night. That's why they were fighting to take that facility's license. One resident committed suicide, and a staff member died in the same night, and they said that my client's facility was not safe and he was negligent, but I won for him. So I remember that. When this chief appellate attorney laughed on the phone, she laughed. What do you do when your opponent or death smiles at you? Speak out the answer, right? All you can do is laugh back. On yesterday, we got the order back from the judge. I won it. Hallelujah. For that particular thing, I won it. Now we have one more round to go through. With my 20-something pages versus there are over 500 pages. With me, myself, versus two of them. With me not being board certified versus a board certified chief appellate attorney and a senior attorney, I won. I won. What do you do when your opponent or death, the enemy, smiles at you? Laughs at you, laughs at your current situation, tells you there is no victory, there is no God, there is no way out, there is no escape. What do you do when the enemy tells you your children won't be anything? What do you do when the enemy tells you nobody loves you, nobody wants you, you're not pretty enough, you're not handsome enough? Woo! What do you do? What do you do when the grave, whether it's the literal grave or whether it's figuratively, the attacks of life, your enemy thinks they got you in between a rock and a hard place. All you do is you smile back because you know who you are in Christ. Our time is run. Hallelujah. Isn't this powerful? Let's get ready to go into prayer. And let me tell you, all this week, God has been encouraging on this, you on this area and me. If you've missed any of the teachings this week, I did the ripple effects, part one and two. Praise the Lord. I did the story of Jonah. And you definitely want to hear that, which was entitled Roll Tide, Change the Flow of Your Current. And on yesterday, I did What's in Your Tongue from Proverbs 18, 21 through 24 in relation to the power of life and death is in your tongue. You can hear every one of those broadcasts on the website at fieldfire.com, including from your phone or tablet on our mobile site. Make sure this whole weekend you listen to those things over and over. I promise you, they're going to do something to your spirit. They're going to get you so ready. You will be ready for the enemy. You'll be like, come on, come on, come on. Let's go into prayer. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. We are exalting your name, Father. We're exalting your name. All this week, you've been trying to make us understand who we are in you, that we're not supposed to be sitting down, running like cowards from the devil, running like cowards from the enemy, but we're supposed to rise up in the confidence of you, that you are our light. You are our Savior. You are our salvation. You are our sword and shield. You are our strong tower. And there is nothing, glory, that the enemy can do without first passing through your hands. Father, you order our steps. You shine the light on our paths. And Father, when death comes, whether it takes one of our loved ones naturally, or whether it comes to take away our life, our hope, our joy, our strength, our peace spiritually, we just got to learn how to laugh at it. Because when it takes from us naturally, we know they're in a better place. Hallelujah. We miss them and we grieve them, but we know they're in a better place. And when it comes and it seems like it has overtaken and destroyed our lives in the natural while we're still alive, we know that we're more than conquerors. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening now and those who will listen later. But for this weekend and every day, Jesus, that we realize and we rise up, we blow it up, and we smile back. We have nothing else to lose. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Let me give you an altar call, then I'll give you a task. Then we will end. Thank you so much for just being patient with me. I know I went over the 15 minutes, and I apologize, but I needed to show you what God does when you smile back. If you're not saved or if you're backslidden, I want to bring you into the family of the Lord. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. Hallelujah. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family. Make sure that you are getting into a good Bible-believing church. And if you're already in a great church, let your pastors know that you are now saved. If you don't have a church home and you're in the Miami area, I invite you to come worship with us at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ. We are at 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue in Miami. And our church service starts at 11. Sunday school starts at 9. On Tuesdays, we have Bible study at 7, and we have so many things going on. As a matter of fact, we will be out witnessing in the neighborhood tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern. So just so many things going on. I need you to make sure you're keeping up in your journal. We are on day 66 of our last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge, where we're counting down the last 100 days of this year to bring in our usher in our fruitful 2018 by removing all spiritual and natural clutter. All the information you need, all the prior broadcasts, access to the journal, everything is on my website at feeldefire.com, feeldfire.com. Now, our topic for today is, what do you do when death smiles at you? Your task for today is twofold, threefold. Number one, I want you to just laugh all day long. I don't care what happens. You know, people should be looking at us like we're crazy today and this whole weekend. What's wrong with you? I told you this bad news. Why can't you smile? You say, I'm not smiling recklessly or disrespectfully. It's just that I know no matter what, God still has the victory. That's what you're going to do this whole weekend. Every negative thing that happens, you're just going to smile at it. And you're going to say, it's all right. Death has no more control. God has the ultimate victory. Number two, if you are behind and you have missed any of these broadcasts this week, I want you to take the time over the weekend to go to feeldefire.com and listen, because they all build on one another. And I'm telling you, you're going to leave out of these broadcasts a new person. And number three, over the weekend, I want you to share this with at least three people. Our weekend goal is to witness to at least 25 new souls. So on Monday, I will be able to tell you whether or not we've reached that goal, because it will show me if we've had 25 new listeners who have never listened before in my statistics over the weekend. So let's bring in others into the kingdom of the Lord. You're a witness. I'm a witness. All you have to do is send them to feeldfire.com. You can text your friends. You can share it on Facebook and just tell them this is a powerful word. Go to F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, fire.com, and let's witness to at least 25 souls together. Okay, our song of the day that we're going to end with is by the late, great James Cleveland, God Has Smiled on Me. Because that's what you're going to do at the enemy. What do you do when death smiles at you? You smile back.
smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. You've been good to me. He is the cause of all my joy. Filled me with his love. Everything I need, sends it down from up above. Hallelujah, God.
God
has
smiled on
me.
He has
said, be free. A lamp unto my path is he. Without him I would fall. I don't know what he is to you. Oh, but to me he's my all in all. Thank you, Jesus.
God,
oh God, oh God. You've been smiling on me. Oh, you set me free. I believe we ought to say it one more time. God has.
God has.
Oh, yeah. Been smiling on me. Fed me when I was hungry. You've been a friend when I was lonely. You put bread on my table. Lord, you've been good to me. Ooh, you've been good to me, Lord. Surely been good to me.
Let me tell you something. You better learn how to laugh at your opponent, not disrespectfully nor recklessly or narcissistically, but within the humility of knowing that the perfect love of Jesus casts out all fear. What do you do when death or the opponent smiles at you? All I can do is smile back. See you Monday. Remember, 25 new souls.